Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I thought we had almost lost Katie there for a second right before we went on the air. She was choking. I didn't want to have to do mouth to mouth, but if that's what it came to,
you were going to do it.
I would have stuck my tongue in your mouth.
You're so sweet. No, sometimes it's just hard to talk, breathe, and drink stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You were all emotional, like, too, when you were talking. She was talking about Chicago guy again. So.
I was really fired up.
I don't know if you were trying to kill yourself or what.
I did. Take yourself
out. It all happened so fast. But no, I'm fine. Everything's
okay,
fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're back.
God, I got to hear about this wild weather day that you were a part of yesterday. Some riveting stuff here.
Well, driving south on I-25, south of the city here, if you saw any of that lightning at, like, 4 o'clock-ish, right? It was like 3-4 o'clock that this all happened. Oh my goodness, the kind of lightning that, like, you see it from the sky go all the way down to the ground, but
what?
It stayed there for like 2-3 seconds.
Just
I've
hung
never
out
seen,
for a little bit.
It's like,
did some shopping at a Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
The outlets, yeah.
Made some friends. Wow. But no, I've never seen lightning do that, and the entire light was just lighting up like fireworks.
Sky?
Probably
it.
The sky, too.
The sky. But yeah. I know, Josh, you said you saw it, too, because you were running. So.
Yeah. Both of you saw lightning yesterday?
I know. Wild, right? I can't believe you
lucky.
Did it. Like, I know, you're just jealous.
I didn't get to see any lightning yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was pretty intense. These afternoon summer storms.
Wow.
I didn't see them coming at all,
and it rained on your clean car.
Don't even. That? Okay. I already choked once.
You're already fired
up.
I gotta ask you, did you go to one of those car wash places where if it rains, like, within 24 hours, you can zip back in?
I think, but, like, what if you don't have your receipt? How do you make that happen? Can I show them my, because it shows up on my, you know, statement on my phone.
You probably could show them that.
Can I show them that? Like, literally yesterday after the show, I went and zipped through a car wash, got her all done, car looked great, and I went to go have lunch, and it torrentially downpoured on my car.
What a day.
I know. Jeremy, you have no idea. No wonder I'm choking over here, right?
The lightning was on the ground and it rained on your car.
How are you functioning?
I think you could probably roll in. It's generally a bunch of dudes at those car washes. You probably could just flash them and they'll let you through.
That does work. You're right. Been there.
You're like, honestly, I know it. It does work.
It's like currency.
Time for a little sports update. I was perusing this story that came out from Bro Bible. Yesterday, of the 20 priciest sports cards ever sold. And I always shake my head at these stories because it's like it's a little piece of cardboard. It's a little teeny tiny piece of cardboard.
That holds so much value and so many just, I mean,
memories.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. It's ridiculous is what it is.
No.
Number one was the Michael Jordan Kobe Bryant 2007 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection Dual Logo Man autographed card.
Wow. That's been on
mouthful.
The pack.
Woo! $13 million for a piece of cardboard.
Well, that one, I mean, obviously, because Kobe.
It's pretty solid.
Passing.
Yeah.
That
they said it's.
And it's MJ.
Actually, the second most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold after the jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot back in 1932 at the World Series. Katie, you were there. That sold for just shy of $25 million.
Oh, wow.
But I just saw these, and I'm like, wow, there's so much money going out on sports cards. It's absolutely
nutty.
There's
one of a Honus Wagner, I think.
Yeah, $7.25 million.
That one was the most expensive for a while, and I'm like, who the heck is that guy? He played in, like, the 1910s.
Yeah,
that was number three on the list. Okay. Mickey Mantle is second at $13 million.
When you talk about that Babe Ruth moment, though, like, you just say it, and everybody sees the picture of him pointing to the stands,
the Great Bambino.
Shot. Like, that is such an iconic image. And so I can understand why it holds so much value along with it. I mean, come on.
Babe.
I love it.
Sultan of Swing. I got you, Jerry.
Yes. Yeah, it's from a movie. Okay, and then one final thing for all the athletes who need a little recovery time. Nike is going to be dropping some limited edition slides. Slides are very popular right now. They're called recovery slides, which heat and massage your feet. As you're laying around the house watching Netflix. Katie, you perked up.
I might get
Listen,
some of those.
You
got to
put them on your feet. Don't use them for anything else.
Oh, Jerry.
Don't you do it.
Jeez.
But they do heat and massage.
I mean, who wouldn't want that, though? Come on.
Yeah, like, it does sound pretty nice.
That's way better than most men.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, slide those on while you're watching the boob tube. And
I love that.
What else is going on in sports?
Well, Broncos training camp is ramping up. Tomorrow is the first day for public viewing, which is going to be so exciting. I know the crowd is going to be great there tomorrow. They're going to be met with a massive new building that the Broncos had set up over the last couple years. The three-story, 205,000-square-foot training facility.
It's ridiculous.
Has all the bells and whistles from a player-friendly locker room designed to promote a social atmosphere, Jerry,
it's disgusting.
That carries into the cafeteria to underground parking.
The facility has
it all. Yeah, we saw pictures. They just released it yesterday. Quinn Miners is the all-star guard there. He says this is absolutely
ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Why do you not
it
like
is
it?
So over the top for these guys to go sit around on couches and have snacks and stuff. It's so over the top. It's ridiculous.
No,
let's get some facilities like this for some of our firefighters and police officers
and
teachers and nurses.
Yeah, but you can't take away what the players get.
Because
that's the thing, is something like that is kind of like a draw to players who might be thinking of coming to Denver.
Thank you, Katie. That's the main point.
You want to draw.
Colorado, for almost every sport, has kind of been the flyover state. And I hate to say it, because we are a championship city. Nuggets, Avs, Broncos,
it's too much.
Rapids, champions, okay? And so you need to have other things other than, hey, we're a good team. You have to have the nice facilities now.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. And it's
they get paid
though.
Enough
it's
money.
Beautiful.
They're fine. They're doing okay.
I wish we could have.
I want some firefighters and police officers to have some facilities like this. People who actually put their lives on the line.
I mean, you
every
can
day.
Die on
yeah, well,
field.
We can. Yeah, exactly.
It's not the same.
But we can have both. That's all I'm saying. Is I feel like we could. There's a way we can achieve both. You
it's
know?
An exciting time.
It's not like we can't have
Let's
one
have
without
harmony.
The other.
It's too much.
Balance.
Hey,
it's a lot.
Remember, they made the AFC Championship last year. They have really high expectations. You want to treat those players.
Police officers are saving people's lives every day.
We understand.
Give them an awesome place to go hang out.
That'd be great.
With a cafeteria and big TVs and a beautiful workout facility.
Maybe you could write the members of the Denver Broncos a very passionate letter about your want.
In the off season, police officers and firefighters can go over there and work out and hang out.
I love that idea.
That's
actually
a good idea.
You know what? Start that letter now.
Write a letter.
Honey.
They'll burn it in the new fireplace at the facility.
What's the name of our congressman? Is that Hickenlooper?
Sure.
Is it? Yeah. All right. I'm going to find out who to write a letter to.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it. Is Pat Boland still around?
Oh, no.
No.
I can't write him.
May he rest.
I'll be thinking about it. Thanks for having some fun with us today.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, I do want to let you know that a lot of your coworkers and your friends and family might be farting a lot today. Just a heads up, because it's National Chili Dog Day today.
Chili Wiener.
Uh-oh.
I hope you won't give me gas tonight.
No, it will. It will. Oh, boy.
Oh, no, chili wieners. You're the cause of my pants being tight.
The boat.
Wait. Okay, one more. There it is. All right. Well, anyway, it's a good day to get a little chili on your wiener. I'm a fan of the chili dog. I really am.
Yeah.
You know, load it up, put some cheese on there, and give it hell. So.
Absolutely.
Today's the day if you're going to dive into it.
Do it Colorado and do a green chili dog, if you will. It's really good. I love green chili dogs.
Mind blown.
Yummy.
Doesn't that get... it's got to be a thick green chili, though, right?
Yeah,
your bun's going to get soggy.
Go to Chubby's. Ooh-wee.
Oh,
man. You're going to love your life.
Mm, give me some of that.
On a hot dog?
I drip that on my
Nothing
shirt.
Better. That's so good.
It was a bad day to wear a white shirt. Get this. The historic Cathedral High School building, 1840 Grant Street, it's been vacant for more than a decade. Broken windows, graffiti, peeling paint, hazardous materials inside. Hey, that's a fun place to hang out. Anyway, a local developer purchased the property for about $1 million, and now he wants to turn it into a boutique hotel. 50, 60 rooms with a restaurant, a cafe. I think this is kind of a neat idea.
Yeah,
especially like an old school building like that, former high school. I would stay in somewhere like that. It's very much along the lines of how I want to live in a gas station or an old firehouse.
Yeah.
You know, and they revamp it. A church. Could you live in an old church, Katie?
Or I don't
you feel
so.
Like you'd catch on fire
well, no,
a lot?
No, there's just too many things that happen in a church. I don't want to be a part of that. I would like to visit, but I don't want to live there. Well, think of all the things that happen in a church, like lots of stuff.
Praying.
Also, marriages, funerals, oh. You get babies baptized there.
Yeah, it's probably
a lot of spirits
fine
in a church.
Stuff.
Yeah, but like good spirits,
it's
wouldn't it
probably
be?
Fine. Unless
know.
The deceased
like
comes back and
no
haunts
idea.
It.
Exactly.
You know?
Aren't right. like... angels banished and become demons sometimes. Like,
yeah, but
I
demons
don't know.
Aren't hanging
oh
out at churches.
Then I know. I don't know. Like, so
they're
I
right outside the front doors.
Like, they're just waiting. Yeah.
Waiting, waiting for you.
Again, I'd like to visit. I don't know if I'd want to live in one.
Okay, well then don't. Never mind.
Creepy. I know.
Katy Perry's making the news this morning because she was in full panic mode. She got into some sort of gigantic water bottle at one of her latest concerts. Like, you can fit a person in it. And they pushed it out into the crowd. And they were crowd surfing this water bottle, and they started taking her way out into the crowd. And I pulled some audio of her kind of panicking. Here you go. You got to watch the video of it. It's kind of neat, actually, the gigantic water bottle being inside that. She looked like, like a hamster or something in there.
Genie yeah. bottle,
but then
yeah.
she went way out there. Take me back to the stage.
She's got to do something to get us talking about her because, man, her show's.
She's really gone
well.
Kind of downhill, hasn't yeah. she? What happened there?
I think it's just the whole it's hard to get out and see. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because I know Katy Perry started off pretty strong.
Real
but I know
strong.
That there's a lot of people who still love Katy Perry, but yeah. I know her tour was just like,
meh.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
Okay, well, let's start it up here because first things first, did you know the city of Arvada has a drone first responder unit?
What?
Oh, yeah, and a red tail hawk took one out while they were both flying high in the Colorado sky. So, yes, and it was caught on camera from multiple angles, so it is pretty spectacular. The officers, they were looking into a condemned shed when the drone, and then the hawk snatched it right out of the sky. So the neat thing about it is the camera angles, because you get the drone footage, but you also get the body cam from the officers, so you can see it
That's
all
neat.
From their point of view, as well as from the actual drone, and you see like a wing of a hawk, but then it deployed its parachute. The hawk went flying off, the hawk is fine, and it got stuck in a tree. So everything worked out. Like, they're saying everything worked out the way it wanted to, but it is wild to see this video of the hawk try and grab it, thinking that it's some kind of
well, yeah, it's prey.
Food
yeah.
or something, yeah. you know?
I was just reading a story about drones, about how, this is fascinating, some high schools are starting to install drones in the high school. So if there's ever any sort of active situation, let's say, the drones, they deploy in the hallways and they're able to like immediately get to
that yeah.
student and, you know, pepper spray the bejesus out
yes.
of them. Or, you know, I don't know what Take it does. Out. Like has maybe a machete comes down and slices her arm off or something.
Yeah.
But that's really neat. Yeah. I'm impressed by that.
Well, absolutely. I love
like
that.
What a brilliant idea.
With technology, like a lot of we focus on a lot of the bad because it scares us. And we're what are the robots doing?
Yeah. You just don't want it to malfunction in the middle of chemistry class. And
I know.
Zipping
right?
in and spray
All of
your
a
teacher.
Sudden, the drones are coming out. And yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, a really neat video for you to go check out there about that red tail hawk. But this is also a nice story from unincorporated Adams County. So they have experienced a significant drop in many crime categories. We're talking homicides down 38% in 2025. Burglaries down 41%. And the big one was the motor vehicle thefts down 58%.
What do they attribute it to?
So the motor vehicle thefts for one, it's out at DIA. That's where the majority of the thefts occurred, and they've done a lot of stuff out there to help curb thefts. They've got a lot more security out there. They've made the parking lot a lot more. Like, you have to check in and out. It's a lot more official. So they're
just cracking down.
That's a big thing, and it's just really, I mean, just the advancement, again, like we said, with technologies. The drones are helping out a lot in a lot of these things when you come to, like, they're seeing a lot more of it, so they're able to catch the perps and whatnot.
Where was
so
this? Adams?
There's a lot. So this is unincorporated Adams County. Adams, and again, the sheriff who was talking about it said in 2023 that they were the worst for auto thefts. And now this has really helped that. And again, a really good
job,
good
sheriff.
For them. So Yay. And then just one more, another bear story. Multiple bear stories, in fact, as they're getting even wilder. One in Manitou Springs yesterday, cops had to free this bear from a car after he got himself stuck.
Why do bears love cars so much?
They do. Well, again,
I wish I had my driver's license.
Even scenty things. So if you have something that's in your car and it's like really, it smells strong,
smells good.
Right? And even if I think of those
my
air
honey
fresheners.
Air freshener was a bad idea.
Bears can smell that. They say over 2,000 times the sense of smell.
Yeah, they can smell
human,
like miles
so
away.
So, like, they can smell things like crazy. And then another one in Loveland, this one, just wait, a woman says she came across a bear in her living room.
What?
I was uncomfortable with the bear in my house. In this case, I was 3 feet away. I
3 feet?
That close to her. And
where's my pepper spray drone?
Such a sweet little berry nana, though, with that one. But yeah, she said she came around a corner and she just saw his butt. And I would be like, oh, what a fuzzy little butt.
Who wants tummy rubs?
And then just one more bear story. A bear stole a picnic basket in Commerce City.
Hey, perfect.
I'm just kidding about that last one. I just needed three stories.
Funny?
I needed three stories.
You're funny. It is. It has been a wild year for bears, though.
Yeah, it
has. Never really, I don't remember any summer like this in recent history where so many bear sightings have been out there.
Coming up close, too.
It's been
kind
of fun, though, because no one's been, like, really severely injured or anything, right?
Well,
well, let's not talk about that. Yeah.
It's been
kind of
cool to see.
Canceled kids. Well, if you're getting ready to head out to work today, or I don't know, some of you might be in school. I don't know. Getting ready for school. Teachers going back. If you're stressed, you're full of anxiety, maybe you're down. Yet another study I'm looking at. We talked about this last week, but there's a second one out this morning talking about just trying to get outside in the morning and listen to the birds for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
They say listening to nature / mostly birds will reduce that stress, that anxiety, that depression. It's just kind of getting back to the roots of humans.
Absolutely.
Getting back to the earth.
There is so much that can be said about this because, I mean, monks do it. They sit in silence the first 10 minutes of their day so they can really tap in to the earth and all of that energy. And you're right. It significantly lowers your stress level.
There you go.
It also puts you... Okay, should we just listen? Is that what you want to do? Should we
No.
Should I shut up?
No.
Okay.
I would never want you to shut up.
But it does lower your stress level.
Does it?
Well, it's the cortisol in us. Like, we have to keep that in check.
And I'm so full of cortisol now.
Yeah, it's not good for you. So that is such a strong, strong thing you can do to really take advantage and be in charge of your day. That's the other thing is, like, when you do that, you're kind of just setting yourself up for success for
really
the
good.
Rest of the day.
Yeah. So if you can, try to get out this morning and listen to some birds.
Yeah.
Before they all fly away for winter. Because, you know, it's only 100 some days before Christmas.
Stop. Nope.
Ah, my stress is back.